it's very rare that you see a conference wave the white flag. You see a team many times wave the white flag in sports, but rarely do you ever see a conference do it. But I did the other day in the NBA. Western Conference teams still very much in striking distance of the Golden State Warriors appear to be saying, nah, we're good. Denver, 2.5 games back. Oklahoma City, 3.5 games back. Portland, 6 games back of the top spot. There's your top 4 teams. Golden State, not head and shoulders above everybody else. You're right there in the mix with them. And the teams in the Western Conference are like, nah, we're good. No, we think we've built a really good team here. We're fine. No trade deadline activity for us. And then what do you see happen in the East? You see Toronto busting moves, trying to get better. You see the Sixers trying to get better. You see Milwaukee trying to get better. Now, I understand the Golden State Warriors are the behemoth. They're that team that intimidates everybody. They're the team that, you know, sort of shocks you. When they come into your stadium to play in your arena, they're the draw. For every team in the NBA, they're the draw. You think the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Golden State Warriors, that the Warriors aren't the draw? Of course they are. They're entertaining. They're fun. They are the team that captures the national attention right now. But everybody in the East is saying, we can get better. We can add something. We can get a little bit better. Are you telling me that everybody in the West is good? They're good? We're okay with this? Nah, we're going to be fine. We're going to be just fine. We can do this. And so many teams, and I don't understand the fascination with being an 8 seed. I just got to tell you, if you're making moves to get into the playoffs, Sacramento Kings, one of those type of teams. I guess it matters when you can say, hey, maybe the Sacramento Kings could keep the Clippers and the Lakers out of the postseason. But the Western Conference seems very content to just say, okay, we're going to let Golden State roll for another year. And then we're going to pray that Kevin Durant leaves town and moves on to somewhere else. Hoping that Kevin Durant will, him leaving, will change the dynamic and open up the door for the other teams in the Western Conference. Look, folks, if you're an NBA fan, I got you. It can be very, very entertaining on select nights. On select nights. Other nights, it's a product that just isn't grabbing it. When you've got teams that appear to be directly in the mix, that don't even want to go and roll the dice and make moves to try to win a championship, how do you sell that to your fan base?